Good morning, everyone. It is wonderful to see you all and be here today. I want to say a special happy end of daylight savings time. I know we're all excited about that. But thank you for changing your clocks and being here today. There are a couple of announcements. There's a session meeting this week at 6:45 on Tuesday, a mission meeting at 7 o'clock on Thursday. No mission meeting. Just a session meeting, 6:45 Tuesday. And then after church next week, there are a couple of things going on. One is a budget presentation that Bill will be giving after church for the 2018 church budget. And then there is a mission training, which will take place after that. So we will have the budget presentation and then a mission training. And the mission training is to do with the gift cards that we have approved to be able to hand out to people who come to the church in need. So I'm asking that the deacons and I met, when we met last week, we came up with the date. It was really about the only date that we could do between now and Advent, because time is growing short. But anybody who's here really should have the training if you can come. But anybody who's, in the choir, deacons, session members, anybody that might be going to deal with someone who comes to the church looking for help. Anybody can come, but in particular, if you are in, if you're here at times when people come, which is Sunday morning and Wednesday night. All right. And we are having lunch. So if you're staying for the training, you will be fed. So if you need more information or you want to RSVP, you can talk to Janet or me. And I think it will be an interesting time. Also, November 19th is Stewardship Sunday. We will be you'll be getting a letter this week once we... Once the session has time to approve the budget and we have our presentation on the 12th, then Stewardship Sunday will be November 19th. So just in between now and then, be prayerfully considering your annual giving. Are there any other announcements that we need to make? One more thing, and I don't usually do prayer requests at this time. Sometimes we do. But I wanted to let you all know that Jackie Pinkowski's husband passed away yesterday. I know that when she was here with you all to fill in for me, you really enjoyed meeting her again, and she said that he had fallen, then yesterday he passed away. So I just wanted you to know to please keep Jackie. I think it was Ron. Yeah. And this is All Saints Sunday, and so it is appropriate that we remember those that we have lost this year and to honor them. And we will say more about that during the prayers of the people. Are there any other announcements? Or yes?
Just a real quick about the first hymn. There are three verses, but verses 1 and 2 are the same. So we're just going to sing 1 and 2 one time, and then the third verse, rather than 3.
Okay. All right.
As we prepare to worship today, I light the candle of Christ
And I offer to you the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Please stand if you are able and join me in the call to worship. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good.
The Lord is forever.
Join me in the opening prayer. Let us pray. God of unfailing light, in your realm of glory, the poor are blessed, the hungry filled, and every tear is wiped away. Strengthened by this vision, may we follow in the way of holiness that your Son made known in life and death. We pray this in the name of Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The hymn is in Sing the Faith 2022.
Friends, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin to God, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sin and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Let us pray together the prayer of confession. God of grace and mercy, you call us to love as Christ loved, loving and healing others, putting relationship above ritual and serving instead of being served. But we fall short of your vision and call. Have mercy on us, O God, and strengthen us. Live as Jesus lived, and love as Jesus loved. And now in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Yes, it is true. We all fall short. We all have sin. But the good news is that in Jesus Christ, we are all forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. As God has forgiven us in Christ, let us forgive one another. The grace and the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pass the peace to one another.
Can you take minutes on Tuesday? Because you love me. And because I always take care of you.
Oh, she's not going to wait till I get in.
Ah.